Who says that? Who says CG? Oh, God. That's awful.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hey, Miss Bethany.
Hey, Kathleen.
Hey, taste buds.
This is a Lucy Cousy bonus episode. We are talking today about a question that Taste Bud Hope brought up on our Facebook page, and we brought it over to our Instagram.
Yeah.
And we're also going to talk about, Kathleen, I started watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer and have so many feelings about it.
Wait, the Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Yeah, Sarah Michelle Gellar, yeah.
That version? I loved that show growing up, and I haven't seen it in such a long time.
I am actively separating the art from the artist. Because Joss Whedon does not sound like a kind person to work for or with. However,
yeah, he was the guy, the creator of the show, correct?
Yeah. However, Dennis and I are in pre-production on our next film, and it involves vampires, and so I'm doing research, and part of research is like absorbing vampire culture and how it's been portrayed in the media. So I'm watching Buffy. Wow, Kathleen.
Well, first of all, my memory of Buffy is that she was like a fucking badass. She was very independent. She was fighting monsters in some of the worst fight scenes ever, yeah. But she was still fighting monsters. And her friends hung out in the library. Like, she is my type of girl.
Yeah. So I have to say, I really like it. For some reason, Buffy just passed me by. Like, I knew of it. I just never watched it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting.
The prime of Allison Hannigan. Love her. Like, that's where I fell in love with Allison Hannigan. Seth Green, that's where I fell in love with Seth Green.
I haven't gotten to Seth Green yet. I'm only on season two.
Oh, Angel David Boreanaz.
Can we talk about baby David Boreanaz?
Oh my God, he's so cute, right?
So I first learned about him on Bones, talking about nerd shows. I friggin' loved Bones on Fox. I mean, come on. They're solving crimes looking at Bones.
Yeah, people love that show. I never really watched it consistently, but I know people love that show.
It's great. I love that show. A Deschanel, a lesser spoken of Deschanel.
Sister Chanel.
Yeah. But like baby David Boreanaz, mm-hmm. He was Edward Cullen before Edward Cullen was Edward Cullen.
Oh, yeah.
Looks just like him.
Wait, so now that you have to do vampire research, does this mean that you're going to watch all of the Twilight movies?
I've already read the books. I do not need to see the movies.
No.
I'm really good.
No. You really do.
I'm fine. I'm fine. I know that
those books?
What?
When did you read those books?
You know what? I read them before they were movies. I read them when they first came out because my older sister is really into YA. And so she was reading them. And so I think I read them pretty quickly after she did. And then they like became movies and a thing.
I remember the moment that I fell in love with Twilight. I was working on an internship and my boss had this book on her desk. And I was like, Courtney, you're better than this. And I opened it up and I read maybe like the first page and a half, and I was like, I need to borrow this.
I'm relieved that my Twilight, I've done it and it's good. So now we're digging into like vampires of different cultures.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. It's really fascinating. But man, Buffy is great. You're not wrong about those fight scenes. They're awful. At the end of season one, where she has to fight like the master. Mm-hmm. And it's just like she doesn't move and then he throws her into a pile of water. And that's it.
The worst fight scenes in the history of fight scenes.
The wig they have for her stunt double looks nothing like her haircut. And so it's just like a choppy blonde is doing all these badass moves. And then Sarah Michelle Gellar like shakes her head and is done and does like one punch. And it's so bad and it doesn't matter because it's just like wonderful and pure and awful.
I wonder when Michelle Trachtenberg
also has not arrived yet.
She hasn't arrived yet. The character that I like the least on Buffy the Vampire Slayer is the mom.
Why is that?
Because she's sort of like a passive parent.
Mm.
She's like, oh, Buffy. Like, at it again.
Oh, man. Sucks for you. All right, I have a gallery to run.
She was a single mom, so you have to give her that. But she, I would like play a more active role in your daughter's life. She's saving the world every episode.
Here's my question. Yeah. So when Buffy first arrives in Sunnyvale or Sunnydale or whatever it is, it's very sunny. Yeah. Mom is always talking about how like Buffy got in with the wrong crowd at her previous school and that's why she got expelled. Was that Buffy fighting vampires at her old city too? Or because now she moves to Sunnydale and Giles, the librarian, is her trainer.
Yeah.
Did she just not have a trainer before? Or is this her, is now she fighting vampires for the first time and she truly was with the wrong crowd before?
I think that she was with the wrong crowd before because she had supernatural things like dark nature was attracted to her. She didn't know why. And I believe that when she moves to Sunnydale slash Vale, then Giles is like her first trainer.
Because that's one thing I was confused by, because she seems like she already knows how to do this, because like she moved with a giant trunk with a false bottom filled with holy water and crucifixes. Oh, crucify.
Right.
So I'm wondering.
Yeah.
We
need to do some research. Maybe it has something to do with the movie.
Maybe. But anyway, God, I love it. Poor Xander. Poor Xander.
I used to have Xander on my baby name list because I was like, ooh, Xander. He's like the cute boy underdog.
Would you name the baby Alexander with the nickname Xander, or would you just start with a pure Xander? Like people who name their children Lizzie.
Oh, wait. Do people really do that?
Yeah, some people just name their children the nickname of the actual name.
That's like, I know someone who's Jake, not Jacob.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that. If you name your kid Mike.
I think for a while that was his Instagram name, like Jake, not Jake. Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, it's weird.
My name's not Michael.
Yep. Like if your son's name is like Jessany, but you call him Jess, and then you name your son just Jess, it's not short for anything.
I'm just picturing someone naming their little tiny adorable baby Kathy.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
It's my baby Kathy.
Kathy. I don't know. I feel like Catherine is definitely a name you name a baby, but Kathy, it just isn't. But there are some Kathys who are not Catherines.
Oh, and also we should mention that we have a live show this week.
Yes, Wednesday evening. What time is it at?
7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are doing a live show on our Patreon, patreon.com/acquiredtaste, and it is our show and tell show.
Yes. So if you are a Patreon patron at the $5 level, you can come, bring something you want to share, show and tell. Is there a specific topic, like subject that thing needs to fall into, Kathleen, or nah? Mm-hmm.
Nah. Anything you want to share, anything you want to show and tell, bring it, because we can invite people up on screen and it's kind of like a really cool video call-in show.
Yeah, we do it twice a month. So if you want to become a patron and get access to these live shows, go to patreon.com/acquiredtaste and join us at the $5 level, and we will see you this Wednesday.
All the info is on our website, so you can link over from there as well, acquiredtastepodcast.com. So it's spring cleaning, right? Like it's officially spring. I have started some digital spring cleaning.
Ooh, tell me all about it.
So this is a gentle reminder to everyone. You like early iPhones, there was no cloud. So if you have photos or videos or anything like that on your early iPhones, you should turn them on and like hook them up to your computer and download all of your photos and put them in your cloud.
And see how many megapixels, or how good the photos for like 6 megapixels are. It's like a big nose, one square nose, 2 square eyes. I think that's my mom.
So I found an old hard drive yesterday with a bunch of old iPhone pictures on it. I started uploading it into my photos application on my new MacBook Pro, and every single photo is blurry. Every single one. Like, there is not one photo where there's not, like, an outline of 3 of the same person. And we weren't even moving. Like, it's a still photo.
It's not even, like, a kids and pets photo. It's, like, a still.
But it's – now is a really good time to – it's a good time of year to get out those old hard drives, consolidate, like you would your credit card debt, consolidate your digital files into one place, and then trash all of your recycle it appropriately, all of your electronic old things.
That's a really good reminder, because my God, I have a photo on a hard drive just called I think it's just called old phone photos. And it's just like everything dumped in there from like back when I had a flip phone and I was taking pictures of my feet, you know, like shoes on the sidewalk, because I can take a picture with my telephone.
I remember I was looking through some of the early photos and it's always like I'm at a lot of bars. And I'm playing like a lot of flip cup. So those action photos were particularly hard to get. Like everything is really blurry.
Yeah.
Or I'm at museums, like taking pictures of me standing in front of paintings at the MoMA. Like, why do I need a picture of me standing in front of this painting?
Yeah. And I definitely have a lot of photos of me from kind of far away looking down at my own feet walking.
Yeah.
Like the model shot where you don't know what to do with your face. And so you look down at your own feet as though you're like pensively thinking walking. And someone just happened to catch that moment of you.
Yes.
I love those.
Or a lot of accidental screenshots. Like, why did I need to like I was discussing sandals with my friend Stephanie. Why did I screenshot this conversation? Like, I don't know. Bethany?
Yes, Kathleen?
A home is not a home without a hydration station.
It's true. Because if you don't have a hydration station, how are you staying hydrated at all? Especially if you're someone who doesn't like water? What are you going to do?
That is why we both have hydration stations in our homes stocked with Liquid IV.
Now, a hydration station isn't actually a thing. It's not like a machine. It's literally just the place where you keep your Liquid IV packets. But we both call it our hydration station because Liquid IV are these amazing single serve packets. And it's like this powder that you pour into your water and it helps hydrate you. It provides 2 to 3 times more hydration than water alone. And each packet is bursting with fresh, natural flavor. If you get the new Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support, which I love, that is a delicious tangerine flavor.
So I was out running errands with my friend Amanda the other day, and she's telling me how she was hooking up with this guy and they got so drunk. But luckily in the morning, he had in his house Liquid IV.
Nice.
The car came to a screeching halt because I was like, did you just say Liquid IV? I love Liquid IV.
That's how you know that man's the Marion kind.
Yes. Neil drinks it every day after he hops off our stationary bike, and you can get the best flavors. My favorite flavor is the lemon ginger because it tastes like lemon lime Gatorade with a fraction of the calories, and also you get some caffeine.
I love their new Hydration Multiplier Plus because it has that immune support. It has a blend of vitamin C, zinc, and Wellmune, which is naturally sourced, proven to help strengthen your immune system.
So don't take our word for it. You have to check out Liquid IV yourself. Get your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support in bulk at Costco. Or you can order it online and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and then use the code TASTE at checkout.
That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using the promo code TASTE at liquidiv.com. Be like Kathleen's husband.
The tangerine one over ice. Oh my God, it's so good.
Well, speaking of conversations, let's talk about hope. Our taste bud Hope posed a very valid question in the Facebook fan group. What's a phrase you unnecessarily hate? Mine's dialed in. Stop it, she says. You are not a washing machine.
You know what? It's so funny that Hope brought this up because I had started a list in the notes section on my phone that was like phrases that bosses use that are infuriating.
Well, you were all set because you came out on our Instagram comments, at least, you came out like right away with a whole list.
Yeah. So that's how, whenever a boss wants to talk about how the sausage is getting made, fuck it. Like, what if I'm a vegetarian? Like, fuck you and your sausage.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's how the sausage gets made. It's like, no, okay. Can we just say what it is? That's how the process of things getting done get done. Like, let's take meat out of the equation. The one that you and I use all the time, Bethany, is pulling the curtain back.
I do. I use that one a lot. Do you hate that?
No. We both do. We both do.
Do people hate that phrase? Because I use it all the time.
No.
Mine were, and we all know this, I hate I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I hate all the feels. I hate all the feels.
Bethany, but sometimes you just need to feel all the feels.
No, you need to feel emotions. What emotions do you need to feel? Let's be specific about what our feelings are.
No, you need to feel all the feels.
No, specific feelings. Okay, we can name them. I also hate fur baby, which I've talked about, and I think it's going to hurt some feelings because people love to ask and talk about fur babies.
Yeah.
but it's just because it makes me think of a sopping wet newborn baby wrapped in its own full length body hair, sopping wet, like you deliver a hair baby and the hair is brown and this baby is just two eyes. And it's like an 8-pound fur ball that your cat horked up. Here's my fur baby.
Some babies come out like that, Bethany. It's not.
My brother-in-law did. He needed a haircut in the hospital.
Amanda says she doesn't like the term brain fart.
I hate it. I hate the F word.
So I was texting your boyfriend yesterday and I was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't use the word brain fart. So I texted him. I was like, I'm having a brain malfunction.
He doesn't mind the F word. I'm the only one who's like uptight and has problems.
Someone else wrote, I think it was on Instagram when I stole Hope's topic and reposted it. Someone was like, I hate it when at the end of a Zoom call, your boss was like, well, I'm going to give you 10 minutes back. And it's like, no, you're not giving me back 10 minutes. It's just we're ending the call early. Like, stop fucking thinking you're giving me 10 minutes back.
You're not giving me anything. You're taking my sanity.
Yeah.
Our friend Joe, Drumming Joe NYC on Instagram, hates, look, I made a thing, or look, I did a thing. Again, let's be specific about what we're doing and feeling.
When you say, hey, I did a thing, it's just, it's the same thing as saying like, hey, pay attention to me because I did something that like most normal people do anyway on a daily basis.
Right. Like Kelly wrote, I hate it when people post, so we did a thing last night. We bought a house. It's like you did more than a thing. You bought a fucking house. Like,
you did. Okay. Sarah wrote, I love you to the moon and back, but I really like that one.
Peppermint Patty wrote, I practice yoga. I hate it when the instructor says juicy stretch. I've never heard juicy stretch before.
Yeah, when you like really get deep into this stretch, they're like, ooh, that's juicy.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
I hate it when bosses are like, this is so in your wheelhouse.
I like wheelhouse. I like knowing exactly where things fit.
Wait, why does Sheila hate the word noshing? That's so cute.
I hate noshing. It's what? Cutesy. It's anything that's too twee and cutesy and like just like it's just like
nosh. It's like Alexis from Schitt's Creek.
Exactly.
I'm just going to nosh.
But without any sense of irony. It's like I think things that are said that don't sound authentic but are said because you know everyone else is saying it.
Yeah.
That drives me nuts.
So, Bethany, you and I used to work with this guy, this sales guy.
Yeah.
And he was always like so into those buzzwords, like shout me back or hit me up. I'm just like, I'll just reply.
I'll reply.
Like, I didn't shout at you in the first place. So, why am I going to shout back? Like,
I'll smash that subscribe button.
Oh, God.
Let's see some more. What are some more on the Facebook ones?
Kate really hates the term my bad.
Oh, yeah. I use that one too.
Yeah, I do. I like to say my B.
Oh, God. Here's my question.
Yeah.
Do you get like a little zing of serotonin? Do you get like a little, like,
I do.
You do? Like, it makes you happy. You hear the word.
Oops, my B. I mean, my bad. Like, okay. I understand why people hate these words because, like, I would throw a brick through the wall if I ever had a boss again that's like, let's talk about how the sausage gets made.
I'm sure.
Like, that is a real trigger for, like, TW trigger warning.
Yeah.
But, like, my B, like, why do you have to be so formal? Like, I made a mistake and I am very sorry. Yeah, my B.
The funny thing is, if you think about, like, when we read Shakespeare, there are moments of slang and jokes that we don't understand anymore. Because they are very specific and current to then, or yeah. References that we don't understand. I can just see, like, if we're writing a script or a book or something and you wrote my B, people would not know because it's even removed from my bad. At least with bad, you can use context clues. But my B, you don't know what B means. And so they would just be like, my B. And people would, like, have to create this whole theory as to what that means. And, you know, who knows?
Lana wrote on the Facebook group, I can barely even type this, but I hate the phrase easy peasy.
We have one from, I think it's pronounced Seedy, hates hubby and wifey.
Oh.
I hate the word hubby. Hate it.
Yeah.
It does something to my insides.
Yes.
That makes me feel like I've just gone on the Disney Twilight Zone Tower of Terror like 7 times. When someone says my hubby, there is a level of rage that like is elicited, and I don't know why, but I hate that word.
I don't like hubs either. Like, oh, me and the hubs.
We also have a misuse of the word literally, which I agree with you.
There, here's Lorena. A good one. Judith, trust the process. That's what
I think. Trust, it's also indicative of what people's jobs are. Because there's a lot of job jargon in here.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? And Bethany, thank the fucking Lord. And I don't mean to curse, take the Lord's name in vain. Thank God Neil and I are moving, because he uses quite a lot of these. And I have to listen to him on his Zoom calls all day long. And it's gotten even worse, because that motherfucker needs to get his ears cleaned out.
Yeah.
Because he's got deep canals. And so he can't hear himself.
Yeah.
And so he's yelling all of the time. And I hear him say this shit. And if we didn't move where he would have his own room where he could close the door, we would get divorced.
Yeah. Is he telling a lot of people to ideate? Is he going to circle back on some ideation?
Circle back. He circles back all day long.
We're going to circle back on some ideation. And then we're really going to synergize all of these ideas that we've put together today.
I've heard him say that he's giving people time back at the end of a Zoom call. And I'm like, Betsy says she hates baby mama or baby daddy.
Yeah. I also don't like that. Special K wrote, quote, to piggyback off what so-and-so said, which is like, I'm just going to steal their idea.
Yes.
To take credit for what you're about to say, but to make it better.
Yeah. Yeah. Or stop down. Like, who's stopping up? Gravity. Can you pause for a moment? Stop down. What does that even mean? Is it like you know how you hate it, Bethany, when waitresses or waiters come over to your table and they get down on their knee to take your order? Is that considered stopping down?
I don't trust you. I don't trust when don't get down on your knee. I don't trust you, because it means that you're not going to remember my order, because you're not even going to write it down. You're trying to be friends with me, and I don't like it.
Michelle wrote, growing up in the Midwest, I hate the phrase get her done.
Yeah. That's
– I hate it.
I don't like that. I don't even know some of these, like tag up or tag up a meeting. I don't know that. I've never heard of that.
I've never heard that one either. Yeah, I don't know.
Chris doesn't like – Kristen said, living my best life. They're like, are you really living your best life?
Yes. Yes, I am. In that moment, I am. I like that one.
Here's an interesting one, because it's getting into the world of MLMs. By the way, I got a call from someone I have not talked to in a very long time. Who I knew from the world of MLMs, because I got very briefly sucked into an MLM, and then I thank God got out.
Yeah.
But I had not heard from her in years. And she left, she texted me a voice memo, and it was her saying, like, hey, how you doing? She is in the entertainment industry. So I was like, great, maybe she's just reconnecting. Nope. It was to get me re-signed up for Arbonne to try and sell stuff from her MLM.
Stop.
So this person said, no offense to the MLMs, but they all literally post pictures of their families and say, this is my why. My why I do what I do. My why.
I'm a business owner.
If you are in an MLM, just be careful. You might be making money. Maybe you're making a lot of money. But just be very careful, because most people lose a lot of money.
Yes.
And so if it's not working for you, by the way, it's not your fault. They are set up for you not to do very well.
Sasa wrote this on the Facebook group, and I never thought about this before, but they're so right. Fleshing it out or flush it out.
I use that one.
I mean, when you really think about
gross.
It is quite disgusting.
It's really, really gross.
Hunker down.
Why is hunker down a problem?
I don't know. Caitlin says, as a Floridian, when a hurricane or a storm is coming, everyone's like, hunker down or get out of Dodge.
Let's see. We got several to the moon and backs.
Yeah, I like that one.
I just think because it's been used so much, it maybe loses its meaning.
You know, you could make a whole conversation out of these phrases that mean absolutely nothing. Like, let's stop down for a second.
Yeah, let's stop down.
I got to be honest with you. We're going to pull the curtain back.
We're going to ideate some ways.
I did a thing. I did a thing. And you're going to love me to the moon and back for it.
Can I tell you my favorite phrase?
Yeah.
I love put a pin in it. We're going to put a pin in this. But I love it only because I don't hear it all the time. But if I had a boss who said it all the time, I would lose my friggin' mind. But I do love. And I also love the phrase suss out. As in, like, we're going to try to suss out who amongst everyone in this room is the murderer.
Yes.
I love that phrase, suss out.
So in ukulele music, and this is probably all string instruments, I'm not a very good musician, there is certain notes that you refer to as sus.
Oh, okay.
G sus or sus G, G sus. And, you know, because it's like cool Gen Z lingo. It's like
what is sus?
Sus is short for suspicious. And so by
it's ukulele, a suspicious G?
So I don't know. It's just sus is applicable. I've heard my teacher say it. He's like, play the G sus or something like that. And I'm like, sus. Ooh, the suspicious G. He went to jail for drugs.
And does your ukulele teacher tell you what sus means in the music world?
You know what? I don't ask too many questions. I'm working on my fingering.
Sus means in
the music world.
I'm guessing suspended? Suspended.
Ah, okay. There you go.
A sus chord is a major chord where certain notes are left out and replaced with others. By making the slight adjustment, the chord becomes something new. Okay, so you're like, okay, so you're, okay, that makes sense. Sus.
Sus. Anyway, Robbie says they hate it when you say he or she is good people. He's like, it's such bad grammar.
It is bad grammar. It's like saying, like, you know, your puppy Molly is good dog. Although, no, actually, I sort of do say that.
That cat is good pet. Or that cat.
I do say my cats are good people. So that's messed up on two accounts.
Someone says, lover. Oh, I guess that's not. Yeah, I guess. Oh, my lover. My lover's on the phone. Yeah. Obnoxious.
Yeah, it's a little bit obnoxious.
Yeah.
I once told, oh God, I was such a lunatic. I once like met up with this girl who I hadn't seen in a couple years, and she was clearly much, much cooler than I was. And she asked what I'd been up to, and I recently started dating this guy. And so I told her, oh, I've recently taken a lover because I was obnoxious and stupid.
No, I think that's funny.
But I didn't say it to be funny. I said it as like, oh, I've been grocery shopping and, you know, catching up on this program and I've taken a lover.
No.
Like there was no sense of being funny at all.
No, Bethany, it's like, oh, you know, I've just been doing the same old and I took a lover.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm also traveling on the Orient Express. Like that's the kind of person I thought I was. Oh, I've recently taken a lover.
See, this one I love, but Nina says that she hates it. One stop shop.
What? That's so specific. I wonder why she hates it.
She said, nothing is ever all-encompassing.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's
Sometimes it is. Have you been to a Super Target?
I feel like that is the closest thing to a one-stop shop you're ever going to find. They have pretty much everything there. If they don't have it, you probably don't need it.
Mac says that she hates calling children crotch goblins.
Ew, I've never heard that, and I hate that C word. Who has even said that?
Ew, I think I just got acid reflux from saying the phrase crotch goblins.
Mac, I think this is more about the people you hang out with. Use that word.
Let's hop on a call, circle back and touch base, and then we'll move forward. Out of office, out of pocket.